And usually at this time, we get a phone call and we have a condensed minute or two with dentist Dr. Dana Coulson. But today we're lucky because dentist Dr. Dana Coulson is sitting right next to me, and we're going to have some extended time with dentist Dr. Dana Coulson. We're going to hear a few stories that demonstrate life-changing smile revisions. We're going to learn about a course she's recently taken and the results of how reading your face makes a difference on impacts on her dental practice and on her patients. And always we learn a bit about non-invasive, wellness-based dentistry, just because that's her focus and that's who dentist Dr. Dana Coulson is. So good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Last week I did the promo and you told me that you'd taken a course on face reading, and I'm very intrigued. I know we have to talk about other stuff as well, but I'm very intrigued about the course that you took about face reading. Before we start, we'll keep that as a tease. I always asked, you know, it says wellness-based, we talk about integrative approach to dentistry, minimally invasive, and people say, what is that? I mean, I go sit in a dentist chair and they drill my teeth and I leave. What is the difference? So can you explain these phrases and how your practice implements these things?
Thanks, Marilyn. When I started dentistry, I was very nervous about dentistry, and I was always searching for ways of making dentistry more humane, because in my eyes, dentistry was a very scary experience. So I always decided that if I was like that, there might be other people out in the world that was like that. And my goal was to try to make people as comfortable as possible. So I chose to continue to look at how the mouth and body integrates together. And I was continually amazed at when I would look at slides I was being presented at my University of Toronto Education in Dentistry, how diseases of the mouth would reflect in the body and how changes in the mouth could impact the body as well. And so it drove me to the point of being on a long search to try to find answers, and I continually search. But what I found out is that there's many different areas in medicine that creates results, and even in dentistry, we can apply a lot of those situations as well. So my goal is always to educate and bring information and awareness and say, if I was on the street and I wasn't a dentist, what would I want knowing what's available today? And so that's always been kind of the driving force behind me. And out of that, I created my book. As you know, it's Your Mouth, the Gateway to a Healthier You. And it's a yoga-based approach. And people say, well, what does yoga have to do with dentistry? But it's all the philosophy about the awareness, about being minimal changes, making maximum shifts. So we always want to look at why are things the way they are and what is it that we can do to enhance our well-being so that there is not destruction of your teeth along the way or receding gums. And by doing that, I've created a practice where we look at the mouth-body connection. We take lots of photos and we compare them over the years. Has it changed or not changed? If it hasn't changed, we're good. If it has, then we've got to look at it differently.
Now, when you're talking about wellness-based dentistry, there are things that happen in your office that don't happen in a regular dentist office. For example, reflexology. Maybe you just talk about the alternative therapies that you incorporate into dentist Dr. Dana Coulson's office.
Okay, well, I've studied acupuncture to learn about how the mouth and body meridians interconnect. So I used to do a lot of acupuncture, and now more days I kind of do the acupressure because I don't really like giving people needles because I just don't want to hurt them. So we have different techniques on how we can apply different either patches or muscle-releasing exercises, and we work with a TENS machine, which helps the muscle stay relaxed, because sometimes when you're in the office and you're open for maybe 45 minutes or an hour, that's so much more than ever we normally do, because we open our mouth to eat and we close our mouth. We don't have the sustained exercise, and it's like running 2 miles and not used to running. Your muscles get sore. So we utilize, as I said, a TENS machine, which is a transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation that physiotherapists use a lot to help prevent lactic acid or buildup of muscles discomfort. We also work with an anodyne, which is infrared diode, which is a light warmth of pads on your cheeks and under your shoulders, and that keeps the body relaxed. We have paraffin hand wax treatment because people need to be able to know that they're safe and they're in a relaxed place. And what happens is that when my patients come back, they'll say to me, I'm really happy to come to the dentist. To me, it's a good thing. And my friend Shelley just came in and said, I just love coming for my cleanings. I could come every day. It's my favorite hour. And so we always want to make sure that you leave feeling healthier than when you come in. And it ought to be that way. It ought not to be a difficult, because today we know how we can keep ourselves healthy. And it's easy when our mouths are healthy and we know how to do it. So I just want everybody to celebrate life. And that's all great.
Well, I'm happy you're my dentist. And I have to say, when I get my teeth cleaned, Margaret does my cleaning. And instead of using chemicals on my mouth, my final cleaning is with baking soda. And she explained that she and yourself went to a conference. This machine was there. And you invested in that for your practice so that people can have that oral cleaning with baking soda. What other equipment besides that machine are in your practice that maybe in the last, and you've mentioned them on the show,
right,
have made a difference to your practice?
Well, we work with lasers, and I've worked with that for over 20 years. And lasers actually are minimally invasive. So if one woman the other week came in and she had this little growth on the side of her cheek, and we knew it wasn't cancer, and we used the machine to make sure that it wasn't cancer. And it was just like a trauma of chewing. So she said, you did a few years ago, and it was fine. I want you to do this. So, I mean, that's a sign that, you know, it's nothing terrible, and she wants to get it done. So we, you know, gave her just a small little bit of freezing that she hardly felt. And then we just lased off, or we kind of took off that little excess growth that was always getting caught in her cheek when she was chewing. And they're like, I don't have to prescribe painkillers afterwards. There's not a drop of blood. It's just a very, very clean procedure. And it's the depth of heat that goes through with the machine is 0.1 millimeter. So it's so much less than a traditional electrosurge, they call it, where it penetrates 2 to 4 millimeters. And also you're not using a scalpel, so you don't have to worry about stitches and sutures. So it's a fantastic way to go to be able to create a very easy, healthy, healing opportunity. We work with ozone as well. And
I'm going to back you up because a lot of people talk now, whenever you mention the big C, oral cancer.
Right.
It isn't something that you hear much about, but I know that you invested in something that would make a difference to that. So maybe you could just address oral cancer for a moment. I know it's a huge topic and we could use hours, but just briefly, because I know you have a new technology in your office and I'd like to understand it.
Yeah, for sure. It's called a Velscope, and the Velscope is a blue light, and it shines through the tissues into the deeper levels of the mouth. So we can not only see, we can see further than the eye can give us. And oral cancer is becoming almost as common as cervix cancer. So women have pap smears once a year, and I believe that it is very important that we also use this Velscope where we can shine this light in our mouth. It looks at the lateral borders of the tongue, which is very common for oral cancer to occur. And it will tell us whether or not there's any disruption in the cells at that point. And if there isn't, then we know that there isn't any cancers developing. But sometimes things can manifest and we don't even know, or people will just watch them for a while because they look benign or like non-invasive. But sometimes they can be very invasive and it can be very life-threatening. And there's situations in my personal life and another dentist in my office as well who also had, a direct family member who had a problem. And like you would never think in a million years, it's not about smoking, it's not about drinking, it's not about nutrition. These things happen and that's life. And so why should anyone ever have anything but the best quality of life? And that's what we're all about.
So when someone comes in for their oral checkup, they can have a Velscope done and leave knowing that they've had their sort of checkup for the big C and
oral
cancer.
Yeah, and it's non-invasive. It doesn't hurt. It's just the light. It's like a little flashlight that you look inside.
And you were talking about ozone. So exactly what is that? I know I've had the treatment once because I had, and you said that I wouldn't get a cavity because you're using it. But what is it exactly?
Okay, so ozone is traditional. You know when lightning hits a ground, Maryland, it creates kind of like this fresh smell. And that's ozone produced. And actually our body even creates ozone. Ozone is 3 oxygen molecules. And when it splits apart, it creates negative ions and it mops up or cleans up bacteria and infection. So ozone is fantastic when I'm working in the mouth and it's become like an agent that I cannot work without because it remineralizes the teeth and it can help the nerve stay healthy. So if the nerve is healthy, then what happens is that there isn't a decay of the nerve and there you don't cause a root canal. And since I've been working with ozone, and it's an application of either ozonated water, ozonated air, or a specialized machine called HeLozone, and what it will do is it penetrates into the tooth structure to kill bacteria, viral, fungal, and parasites. And when it does that, the impulses to the nerve or the highways to the nerve are all cleaned out, so the nerve doesn't have to fight anything. So it's like a great natural vitamin for the tooth. It remineralizes the tooth, and it will helps us be able to keep everything clean and less sensitivity. And that's the name of the game, is to help the teeth be as healthy as they can.
Well, having the right equipment and having a modern office with everything that's there, that's current, obviously helps us then with the Velscope detect cancer, with the HeLozone protect our teeth and remineralize them. And I'm now curious, and what I think we'll do is we'll take a break because you just finished taking your continuing education course as a dentist and learned about face reading. Maybe we'll take a break. We'll get some information from Hakeem Optical on eyewear and eye care. And then when we come back, maybe you can tell us a little about how face reading is helping your dental practice, and also how your dental office maybe can help eliminate a facelift in some cases. Is that okay with you? You just sort of
absolutely.
Get that. Thank you. So I'm Marilyn Weston. My guest today is dentist Dr. Dana Colson. Her office is at 1950 Yonge Street in Toronto, and she offers complimentary consultations. So as we go to break, I'm going to leave you with her number and a thought, and so we can learn about face reading with Dr. Colson. But her number is 416-482-2133. That's 416-482-2133. And if you're near your computer, log on to marylands.ca and you'll see the link to allsmiles.ca. So prevent a facelift with a visit to the dentist. Learn how your face can be read and what it means. Visit to the dentist, dentist Dr. Dana Colson. We'll learn more in just a few moments, all from a woman's perspective, right here on AM 740. And when it comes to oral health, my dentist is Dr. Dana Colson, and she's taken a life pledge to make us comfortable in the dental chair. And for that reason, she's always off and traveling and doing continuing education. And the latest course really intrigued me. It's about facial reading. So, Dana, why would a dentist take a course about face reading?
Good question, Marilyn. It was introduced to me, and I was intrigued that the face can tell a story, and what story does it really tell us? And so I took a group that come from the UK at London area, and they share with us a very ancient Sufi background on how the Bedouins would read the faces of people when they were coming into the tents from the desert, and how they could understand what the intent of the person was. But my goal was really about when I do my smile makeovers, or we do changes of smiles where we broaden and widen the smile. And the reason why we do that is to increase airway and to be able to have ease of cleansability and not have the gums all kind of strangled into a tight position so that you can floss properly and that you can chew properly and you don't have excessive pressures on your teeth. We do all that, not just the good looks. It's really about form and function, and the good looks just follow. But what happened is I would look at the photos of before and afterwards, and I would look at them and I'd say, oh my gosh, like, it isn't just the smile that got better, but the whole face changed. And so I was intrigued about what does that really, really mean? And so I started this course, and I'm still in the process of it because it's quite a study. But the muscles actually change our face. So, like, for example, if you're always focused on something and you do very, very detailed work, what will happen is your upper lip, you'll see a little indent in your lip, like a little V shape. And that means that you're a very detailed person. So when I think about it, and I happen to have that being a dentist, when I think about what I do and I'm focusing and I'm concentrating, my lips are together. And usually that little center part is pulled in a little bit, just as I'm thinking, and it creates a little muscle. Or you get other lines on your faces if you do different things. Like, for example, if you're a doer and you think about something and you make it happen, often we'll have a horizontal line over the bridge of our nose, and that means that you take the thought process and your practical process, and you make a reality out of it. So it's a very, very fascinating area. And the more I learn, the more I realize, oh, it's really true. And so this way I can look at the faces of people that have made changes, because when you change a mouth, as I've always said, the mouth is so sensitive. It's sensitive to 21 thousandths of an inch. And when you start changing teeth and moving bones a little bit, what happens is that other bones start reacting and changing, because everything is interconnected in our life. And so then the face changes and the muscles drape differently. And then all of a sudden we have like a whole different, like, wow, look at you now and later. Like, you look 10 years younger. How can this possibly be? So I said to my teachers, look at these faces. And they were totally amazed that the mouth could really change that much in the person, because they often, well, they never really saw it. And especially the UK doesn't have the dentistry that North America has. So they would say to me, you've made this person more optimistic about life. They have a different love of life. Their eyes are open now. They have more symmetry in their face. They have a more balanced approach. They don't look as worried. And all these little information pieces gives me more info about, A, who I'm working with, and B, how I can make change for them and what we can expect to happen. But for example, we had a lovely, lovely lady in, and we were just completing her work. And before Marilyn, whenever she'd come, she'd always have her hand over her mouth, and she would always kind of like cover it up very quickly. And she's undergone a lot of dentistry, but we're at that final stage. And I say to her, okay, now smile at me. And she smiles and lets go, smiles and lets go. And I said, no, hold the smile. But she's so not used to it that all of a sudden she knows that she's got a great smile. And it's like, oh, I can smile. But when you smile, you actually develop the muscles in your cheek. And that's called your love of life. So when you see people with full cheeks, it means that they love life. And you're gravitated to that kind of person. That person has energy and vibrancy. But if you don't smile a lot, you don't get that love of life. So everything is interconnected. And the price that you pay to have dentistry is such a small price in the long term for the quality of life that will pursue for you. Because all of a sudden you open yourself up, you smile, you laugh, you talk. And it's a beautiful thing.
Well, I'm looking at the brochure, and it's ironic that years ago, the before and afters went on the website, uh-huh. And I always default to them. When someone wants to know about my dentist, I say, Look at the website, allsmiles.ca, and you'll see before and after, and you see faces light up and change. So having a face that's malleable and having your teeth and the position of your teeth control that, it does make sense to me that face reading could make a difference. And I'm happy to say that anyone who goes to your dentist's office leaves smiling because there's less pain. Consultations, just because we have another minute left. Sure. Are we still doing them for free?
Yes. We love our clients to come in because we love education and we want to explore with you. So I have trained team members, either Rosemary or Lana, will be more than happy to take time with you, and they will kind of hear your concerns or your wants. And we have so many before and after photos we can share with you. We'll show you what the differences are, or people that are like yourself. And we also have a piece of technology called Snap. So we can take your photo and we can make a difference in your smile right there and then, and say, I like that, I don't like that. I want my teeth whiter, I don't, I want this, I want that. And we can modify it to kind of create the smile that you'd like.
So I'm going to give out the phone number. If you're interested in having a second opinion or sitting down with Rose or Lana, who are trained team players in the dentist of Dana Colson and Associates office, then you just have to call 416-482-2133. That's 416-482-2133. Allsmiles.ca is linked from the show's website, marilyns.ca. And if you want to see the dentist, Dr. Dana Colson, know that it does take an appointment. There is a cost involved, but she's been practicing dentist for how many years, Dana?
35.
Oh, really?
It feels like
and
my
counting.
First day. It feels like my first day.
Well, you know what? You go with such enthusiasm and you do continue your education. So thank you for sharing about the course of face reading. And I'm going to work on keeping my cheeks high and my smile
love
working.
Of life.
And remember, smile is your best accessory. I believe it. I practice it. Dentist Dr. Dana Colson, it's her passion. She walks the walk. She invests in her practice. And information is key to understanding what you should do for yourself. I'll give you that number one more time, 416-482-2133.